Hey, it's Damon with biohacker.com. No A, no E on the biohacker. I think I have to say that a couple times until people actually get it. This is just a quick little point. I'm at home with an AC guy to show up and fix AC. And in Texas, you can't let that go. So I thought I'd make a little point. Sometimes when you're in a hurry in the morning, like I am, I have kids, you don't always have time to make a decent breakfast. And I'm a tall ectomorph, so I don't do intermittent fasting anymore because I just can't eat that amount of food. So I have to spread it out all over the day. So I have to really load up in the morning on my macros. But going to the gym in the morning, things just get crazy and hectic. So I go to a lot of people have to supplement with whey protein, hemp protein, some type of protein. But I found it works best for me because my protein intake is somewhere around like 206 a day. And it's just, I'm never hungry, so I have to kind of force feed. But I found instead of going to GNC and dropping $40 on some proprietary blend brand name, I'm in formulation of supplements, so I know how little it really costs and how much they charge. Don't do it. Just go to Sprouts, go to their bulk area, get yourself a bag and load up on their whey isolate. It's cheaper per pound, it'll last you longer. It tastes like shit, it tastes like nothing, so you'll have to blend it with milk or almond milk and throw in some stevia or some sugar-free chocolate syrup, something like that. But you can put like 2 scoops in there and it ends up being like 56 grams of protein without the milk. So that is my tip. Do not buy big brand name stuff. I used to own a store and I used to buy the stuff at wholesale, so I know how much they mark it up. It's just freaking ridiculous. There's so much cheese in there. Just go to Sprouts, bulk whey isolate. See you next time.